hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at Our World Underwater in Chicago, covering the largest diving event, or at least dive consumer event, in the Midwest. This is where all the divers congregate in this, this part of the world for this particular weekend, for sure. If they're into diving, it's where you want to be. Now, Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela is with me. She's, you know, it's like the calm before the storm. No, that's not right. It's more like she has to put up with the cold weather here in Chicago before she heads to Saba and experiences her first Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. And you're psyched. You're pumped. And this is supposed to make it even feel more, you know, like the payoff's even bigger once you get to Saba after being here in Chicago. Angela, are you feeling it or what?
I'm feeling it. I'm getting ready, seeing all the dive booths. Looking forward to our trip in Saba, St. Martin. I'm stoked.
She's ready to go. And, you know, so like I said, it's like throwing her out in the snow. So she'll appreciate her week on a liveaboard adventure in Saba next week. So, you know, that's how it works. It just makes it that much more, you know, it just makes it feel that much better when you're in the Caribbean hanging out like that. And you'll hear all about when we broadcast live from the Caribbean Explorer vessel 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. But once again, we are in Chicago, and I'm hanging with Big Wave Dave here at the Scuba Radio booth right now. He's taking a break from the Be a Diver pool, but we're going to head over there, and I don't know, we got Mermaid Angela. I'm thinking we got to bring her and this Kelly girl from the Loop radio station together and put them in the pool. What do you think, Dave? Are you up for that or what?
Be a Diver pool, mermaids and models. What is wrong with that picture?
No. That is the best marketing you could possibly imagine, I'm thinking. What about you?
We're out here at Our World Underwater Show. It's awesome this weekend. In fact, we already had 70 people through the pool this morning. We brought in three high schools. They had a great time. We've already brought about 25 people tonight. Come on out this weekend, or better yet, if you're in another part of the country in Washington, D.C., we've got the main Be a Diver pool at the convention center there at the Adventures and Travel Expo.
Yeah, there's like more than one traveling across the country, and basically you set up this pool, this 20 by 40 foot, 4 foot pool, and at all these events across the U.S., and let people come out to the events and literally try scuba diving for the first time if they haven't already done so, right?
Right. I mean, we got suits, towels, and hair dryers. You don't need a thing except for sign the paperwork, have some fun. In fact, we're going to give you a free picture taken underwater that you'll be able to download from the internet. Can't go wrong with that. Water's 90 degrees. So, by the way, it is the largest hot tub in Rosemont right now, too.
Yeah, I'm hip. And it's going to be pretty hot when we get a mermaid and this Kelly girl from the radio station in the pool. I think that could be a lethal mix. You hear what I'm saying, Dave?
Hey, we'll have to make sure they make a little announcement. We get the pool going. We're going to have a great time. But, you know, keep in mind, go to beadiver.com. You can check the pool's tour schedule out. Again, we're in D.C. this weekend, Tampa next weekend, and following Kansas. So we are all over the U.S. introducing people to diving.
Yeah, and it's every event that you can imagine, from, you know, dive events like Our World Underwater to more adventure expos and things like that. And all you have to do is go to the beadiver.com website and look for their show schedule. It's right there too, right?
Yeah, and hey, by the way, if you can't stop by at one of our stops with the pool, beadiver.com has basically every dive retailer in the United States located in there. So you can find your closest store and stop out and try it with them.
Sounds good. Dave, where you been lately? I know in between diving in these pools across the U.S., I know you sneak a trip in here now and then, just like Jerry Beatty in Hour 1 was talking about going to the Philippines. I know you did an exotic trip a few months ago, but have you done anything since then or what?
About the last trip was down in Bonaire. We do a big program with wounded warriors, wounded vets from the Afghanistan and Iraq, and we take them down there and get them certified, all courtesy of Captain Don's on the island, TCB of Bonaire. I'm hoping to do some diving over in maybe Southeast Asia in April when I'm over at ADEX.
Oh, okay. So you're going to mix a little business with pleasure when you do that.
You know, that's why I got into sport, is I love the sport, so I got to keep on diving.
All right, good. Well, that's what I like. And we're cut from the same cloth because we want to turn people onto our favorite pastime, which is scuba diving. And Kelly there from the radio station, this is going to be her first time in the water on scuba equipment, right?
In fact, we're going to put her in the new OTS Guardian mask. She's going to be able to broadcast live from the bottom of the pool.
Oh, okay. So that's a full face mask, so she'll be able to talk and everything.
All the communications gear. You're going to be able to see her face. We're going to do some filming. And, hey, hopefully we'll get up on your website.
I like it. I like that indeed. Now, I've already told her, Dave, and you got to back me up on this, is that once she does this experience, you know she's going to love it, just like everybody who does this. They love this. They have a great experience. They want to do it more and go to some cool destination. But I told her, I said, look, once you do the scuba diving thing, the next step is Scuba Radio Mermaid, right?
That's right. You know, you're always looking for your clan of mermaids.
Clan, I don't know if a pod. We haven't quite figured out if it's a school or what. I don't know. I mean, Angela, do you have a preference of what kind of group we should call our mermaids, or pod, group, clan? What is it?
I don't know yet.
A posse. I don't know. If you have an idea, feel free to email us at info@scubaradio.com. Help us out with that. But the bottom line is Kelly could be a potential candidate for that position.
Hey, we've got four dive stores from Chicagoland in the pool helping us out there. You know, check out our website. Maybe also go to Try Scuba Today. It's got eight stores located in Chicago listed. So if you're in Chicago, visit that website.
Sounds good. All right, we got that coming up here in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And let's see, who else is... Oh, yeah.
Very good. We start heading.
Yeah, well, here's Lynn from Explorer Adventures. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing great.
Now, obviously, we're excited. Angela is beside herself. She's putting in her time, so to speak, here in Chicago, dealing with the weather. So it'll just feel that much better when we get to Saba next week.
And I am so envious of you guys getting to go a week from today.
Yes, well, you could go, too. You run the place. You run Explorer Ventures, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, you just got to ask Clay really nicely, I'm guessing, right?
I do have to ask Clay very nicely. But, no, you guys are going to have an absolutely great trip.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. I've done this itinerary once. This will be new for her, for sure. But I can't wait to go back. That was definitely one of the standout weeks in all our liverboard adventures over the last couple years. So I'm anxious to go back and see it from, you know, a little bit more experienced perspective. And then, of course, we'll get Angela's first time perspective as well. I can't wait. Have you gotten any trip reports lately from that part of the from your captains there cruising that part of the world or what?
Yeah, they are seeing some great stuff. The weather has been good from what I understand and what we're getting feedback for. And it sounds like just some absolutely incredible diving happening.
All right, good. That sounds like you got me going. I can't wait. And, of course, we're going to broadcast from the boat 2 weeks from today. So do not miss that show if you were not fortunate enough, like Lynn, to be on the boat with us. We'll still give you, you know, a little idea, a little behind the curtain kind of thing, look at what it was like to be on the boat for a week. And I have no doubt it'll be another one for the record books.
And you guys are going to have an absolutely incredible time, and the rest of our guests on board, and I would almost give anything to be with you.
Well, thank you, Lynn. I'll in the evening, after the diving is done, I'll raise a drink to our friend Lynn. How about that? Will that make you feel good?
You'll think of me.
Yes, at least once. A real short time. You know, I don't know. It'll be all good. So you're here at Our World Underwater as well with Explorer Ventures, obviously telling them about the weeks that we're on board and all the other adventures that you're doing, right, I guess?
Yes, we are. And actually, we've had some people come and already inquire about those scuba radio trips that week.
We want to avoid those weeks at all costs. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, we're used to that. Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool, though. The weeks that we're on board, we have one scheduled. Oh, man, I don't know the weeks off the top of my head, but they're on scubaradio.com and exploreventures.com as well. But some of the weeks we are having demo weeks where Olympus Cameras is going to give us a bunch of still cameras for people to use, literally hot off the presses, just released point-and-shoot new cameras from Olympus. And then we got some high-definition underwater video cameras from Bonica. And if that weren't enough, Oceanic is going to help us out and give us some stuff for people to play with for the week as well. So that's kind of what you get putting up with the Scuba Radio shenanigans of having us on board, right? It's the payoff?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what a better opportunity than to be able to go and try out this stuff before you purchase it, see how it works for you, figure out what you really would like to have.
Yeah, and of course, we'll be doing a Scuba Radio broadcast on board, and in return for putting up with our nonsense, that's what we provide. Everybody on board ends up, you know, making out like bandits, and it doesn't cost any more either. So, you know, this is just kind of like a little value-added thing that when we come on board, we bring a few little toys with us for the divers to play with. You can take advantage of that on top of the spectacular diving and service the crews of the Explorer Adventure Liveaboards offer. So are you going to be on any of those, maybe?
Maybe.
You're working on it, huh?
I'm working on it. Yeah, it would be great. And also, let's not forget, I think there's something about a birthday bash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How could I forget that trip? Yeah, May 16th. There is a that happens to be my birthday, and that is the day we're leaving on the trip for the Bahamas. That's the Georgetown one, I believe, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? It's one of them. Who cares? It's my birthday. So yeah, who knows what we'll do special for that? You know, but being that it's the first night, there won't be any diving on the first night as we arrive on the boat. I imagine we might have a little pre-party kind of thing. You think we might be able to work that into the mix?
You know, we have to celebrate, what is it, a 29th birthday, I think, correct?
For the 20th year, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. And so, yeah, you know, you're welcome to come along for the party. It's going to be cool. I'm glad we're doing it. Actually, you know, it's been kind of like something that we've had to do over the last few years, that every birthday that I've had, I've had to go offshore and celebrate in international waters, if you know what I'm saying, Lynn.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what better way to do it than with your crew and our crew, great diving, and you guys.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun time. And once again, there's three more Scuba Radio scuba cruises, including that one, after our little trip to Saba here next week. So if you weren't able to join us at Saba, just go to scubaradio.com, look for the latest news, and you can find all the scheduling of those liveaboards there or at exploreventures.com. But you have to call Explorer Ventures or email them for your space, and just do that. And none of them have been raised in price or anything. So these are really great deals. And of course, if you can't make one of those weeks, just schedule any week. You'll have a blast regardless, right?
Absolutely. We have great crews aboard. We have great itineraries, some incredible diving.
And some good specials going on top of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. Some of the other trips are running special deals and credits and things. But you got to go to the website to find out, right?
You do have to go to the website, and that's very easy to remember. It's www.exploreventures.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
Yep, many of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yeah, hey, we're going to check in with Tim here on a Turks and Caicos liveaboard adventure with Explorer Ventures here in a few months. So maybe you can join us on that one. Or who knows, maybe he'll be on the boat next week in Sabre. They kind of switch around from time to time to keep the crew fresh there at the Explorer Ventures crew. Now, look, here at Our World Underwater in Chicago, we have moved over to the Be a Diver pool, and we're getting ready to bring Mermaid Angela and Kelly the Loop Girl together in the pool. It'll be her first time on scuba, and it'll probably be her first time seeing a mermaid swimming with her, too. So we'll see what happens and get their reaction of how these festivities take place in just a bit on the big show. But first, I have Sylvia. Now, Sylvia is the lady behind Miss Scuba. I've run into her at a few dive events over the last year or so, and every time I talk to her, I say, I got to get you on the show. You are from Russia or someplace. What was that accent?
I'm Hungarian.
That was next guess I was going to go with. Hungarian?
Russia is somewhat defensive when it comes to the Hungarians.
Okay, well, I'm going with, hey, that's the best you're going to get from me.
The best is just ask where somebody is and don't guess.
Okay, well, that they're more forceful in that part of the world, and that's what we love about them. But Sylvia does a website called Miss Scuba. You are Miss Scuba, right?
Yes, but I like to think that it's about all the girls who like to travel and dive. But I often get that I am Miss Scuba. I'm just one of the girls.
You're just one of the girls. Well, but the Miss Scuba group is it's a website where the ladies come together and they travel to exotic destinations. And it's a who's who in the diving community. I've seen the list of people from Jill Hynith, who's a rebreather expert, to all kinds of folks. And yourself, you are like the youngest Patty instructor in the world. What's going on with that, Sylvia? You're Miss Scuba. That's Miss Scuba, I'm guessing, right?
You're offending me again.
What? What are you, the youngest scuba instructor?
No.
What? How? That's a compliment.
I'm the youngest female course director.
Oh, course. Okay, see? She's going to beat me senseless into a bloody pulp any minute. I can see it in her eyes. But yeah, so the youngest course director for Patty in the world.
Youngest female course director, yes.
What was the youngest guy? Do you know?
I don't know, but I...
Then let's just say youngest. See, I raised the bar just for you. Now, see, didn't I earn some points right there with you?
Absolutely. If you don't know, it doesn't happen. So, yeah, I don't know who it is, so it must be me.
Okay, it's you. We're going with you. Miss Scuba, Sylvia. Now, it's missscuba.com, right, on the web?
It's miss-scuba.com.
Okay, and so people come together, or ladies come together, and they share dive adventures online, and then they travel together, and that kind of thing, right?
What we do, we have part of our website is where anybody who is a girl and traveled anywhere in the world and wants to share their bad or good experiences with other girls can write a journey, so we put that up. We also have a section for gear, so girls who find equipment that they find it makes their life easier, we definitely want to share that as well.
Okay, what if you're a guy with like female tendencies?
I'm sure we have a few of those.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're willing to accommodate even more than the whatever.
If they are willing to admit that they have their feminine side, sure, they will fit right in.
Well, you can see, and you can look at me, you know that I don't belong in that category, but I'm just trying to be all-inclusive, right, Sylvia?
Yes, but you like the finer things in life, such as cute jewelry and apparel for girls and...
Scuba jewelry is what you were saying, I think. I have to translate for Sylvia every once in a while. That Hungarian accent may get the best of you. So you've actually designed your own jewelry for divers, for female divers.
Yes, I love jewelry. I actually have a design and a jewelry making degree from 10 years ago, and I haven't seen anything that I liked, so I started making things that I wear, and people just started asking me, can you make me a mermaid? Can you make me a turtle? Can you make me this? Oh, I want a little charm, say breathe, because I forget to breathe, and it just really evolved into this whole jewelry line.
Yeah, so it's a little dive-related or themed jewelry line. And I see you're wearing a little medallion, a little mermaid medallion. And that's what, made out of sterling silver, I'm guessing, or what?
Everything we make is silver, yes. And this that you're looking at is my finer...
I am looking at your jewelry, just so you know.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
So this is an industrial line. As you can see, it's, the back portion is really unpolished and metallic, and the top portion of the mermaid is really fine and nice.
It's nice. It's miss-scuba.com. Check out her jewelry there, and her whole profile's right there. Miss Scuba, Sylvia. And we had her on Scuba Radio. Go figure.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Pressure's on, but you know, it's kind of like a nervous energy at the moment, I think, for Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela. She is standing next to the Be a Diver pool, and we have Big Wave Dave ready to put her in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to get wet, Angela?
I'm ready to get wet.
All right, Dave, he's our mermaid, official Scuba Radio mermaid handler.
Dave, the mermaid thing?
Yeah, you get to be a mermaid handler or wrangler for a day. He's lifting her up. He's going to set her over the side of the pool because we have a. And it's like, is she going to. She can't get her hair wet, Dave. Come on now.
Okay.
Hair, too? You just said face before.
Oh, okay. No hair. Yeah, she doesn't want to mess up her hair or her face.
I thought they made special waterproof makeup for mermaids.
Well, they do, but we didn't come prepared for this. This is kind of one of those last-minute adventures, right, Angela?
Yeah, this is a special treat. We weren't prepared.
Yeah, a special treat. Exactly. Now, are you comfortable up there on the tube, or what the heck are you sitting on?
I have no idea.
Yeah. No, actually, I don't think you know. I wouldn't touch that.
Kind of swimming by or nether regions there, I think.
Nether regions, okay. That's a safe way to say it. All right, so we're getting Angela. She's kind of halfway in the water. You ready to get all the way in, or are you going to just sit right there?
I'll get all the way in.
Are you? Or do you want to get in, or you want to just sit right there?
I want to get in.
Okay, you are going to scooch in, or we got another mermaid volunteer wrangler over here to help out. Come over here and help her. Help her scooch in. So she ain't got any, oh, there you go. How's that water feel?
It's nice and warm.
Yeah. You know, Dave said it was 80 when we started. And then they had a bunch of high school kids in here this morning, and now it's 90.
So there's plenty of urine in here. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I don't know. There could be. The water's warmer. And that's one of the fringe benefits. How it got warmer, we don't know.
Oh, I don't want to know either.
Yes. Now we have this lady from the Loop radio station. She's getting into the pool. This is going to be her first time on scuba. What do you think about this, Angela? What we're doing here is we're getting her in the water, and she's going to do the whole scuba thing, and then her next step will be mermaiding.
Oh, right. Well, let's see how she does on scuba first, Greg.
Well, I think one of the skills is once she breathes off a regulator underwater in the pool, then you go down underwater with her, and you guys exchange gear.
Really?
Doesn't that sound like fun?
And there happens to be a camera. Isn't that funny?
Are you going
to
splash me right now? Don't do that. Come on, I'm just joking. Seriously. How's this going to end up? You'll find out next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I like to be under the sea and listen to Scuba Radio.
I don't think the outfit works.
And listen to Scuba Radio.
And I don't think you did pull off the song.
I said and listen to Scuba Radio.
My advice would be if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Simon, but you know, that I guess that's what you get when you go audition for American Idol and they don't like you. But what are you going to do? He's a tough judge. All right, look, we're at the Be a Diver pool. Kelly has donned her scuba equipment for the first time. She's the loop girl here from the radio station in Chicago. And Kelly, first time breathing on a regulator, you put it in your mouth and you sucked. What do you think?
It was easy. It's I've snorkeled before, so it's very similar to snorkeling. I mean, except you breathe out through your mouth, which, you know, you can or cannot do when you're snorkeling. So, but it's easy. I mean, it feels a little weird at first, but as soon as you go under and you kind of feel how it goes and you see the bubbles, then it's fine.
Now, is this something you've always wanted to do?
It definitely is. I mean, I was down in Crystal River, actually, and I was talking with your beautiful mermaid here, and that's where she's from, and I snorkeled with some manatees, and they had scuba diving lessons with the manatees as well, and I couldn't do that because I wasn't certified. So it's always something I've been interested in and wanted to do. So I'd love to do this and go back and get real up close with the manatees now. That'd be fun.
All right. Well, you met Angela. Now that you've done your scuba experience here in the Be a Diver pool, the next step, the next module in the course is mermaid.
Okay.
So what you're supposed to do is submerge in this 4 feet depth of water. And what's going to happen, it's kind of like a contest in a skill set you have to learn. You're supposed to exchange equipment and outfits.
Really?
No? Shit. Come on, Angela. Help me out here. Back me up.
No, it's not going to happen, Greg. Greg, look at all these guys.
It's underwater video. Come on. Yeah, they got a webcam going, right?
This is awesome. Where can you go? You get to dive with a model, get to dive with a mermaid. This is the hottest place to be at this show right now.
Yes, it is. The water temp's quite nice, and I think the two girls have heated up even more.
It happened at the Be a Diver pool, beadiver.com.
Absolutely. Big wave, Dave, getting that plug in nicely. Now, what do you think of Angela the Mermaid? Now that you've seen her in her mermaid attire, is that something that you aspire to as well?
Oh, definitely. I'm very envious of her beautiful tail. I'd really love to try it on. Maybe later. We'll change in the actual
Maybe
game.
Later in the hotel room. Oh, yeah, Papa likes. Yeah, so, Kelly, I'm glad you liked it. And now all you have to do is you have to go diving. I mean, the next step is actually... get certified, really. You know, we can work in the mermaid thing anytime. You just give me a call. I got connections, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Now, where would you want to go diving? I mean, have you seen stuff on TV where you think, I want to do that kind of thing, or what?
Well, I know a lot of the reefs. Actually, I know there's a beautiful one in Australia. I think that would be a lot of fun.
The Great Barrier Reef, been there, done that. It is impressive, and it's good stuff indeed. Angela, that's on your list, too, I'm guessing. Is that why you're shaking your head?
Yeah. Yes. It's not
or you want to get out?
What?
Or you want to get out of the pool?
No. I want to go to Australia.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So, yeah, you've heard about the Great Barrier Reef and the underwater attraction that it has garnered from just topside, just hanging out topside. So are you based here in Chicago, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, I am here in Chicago where it's nice and cold.
And you know the number one dive spot in Chicago, other than the Be a Diver pool today, this weekend, is O'Hara International Airport. So you can fly anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, no, I know. I live right by it. So I'm from Lombard. So that's nice and close, and I'm ready to fly out.
Okay, well, a week from today, we're going to Ceiba. You want to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know where that is?
I don't, but
that's even better. See, we take her to places she doesn't even know where she's going. And she's easy. I mean, you know, she's cooperative, right, Kelly?
Cooperative, yes.
It's okay. Yeah, she's about to smack me.
Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater.
The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, I moved away from the Be a Diver pool because, well, I was told to leave. You know, what's new, right? So I've made my way over to the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism booth. By the way, the Bahamas, a proud sponsor of our broadcast from Our World Underwater this week. So we thank them for that. And, you know, talking about a destination that would be perfect for Kelly, let alone Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela, to join forces and head to a cool place to dive. The Bahamas has it all. 700 islands, all the diversity you could imagine, just a hop, skip and a jump from the coast of Florida, let alone from the heart of the Midwest here in Chicago. Richard Trico with me. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, I'm doing great, Greg. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Yeah, just was doing a little diving with, you know, some potential new divers. Quality talent we're bringing to the industry, Richard. And maybe we need to bring them to the Bahamas.
That'd be great. I want quality divers down there.
Yeah, well, quality divers, this is talent. We're talking, you know what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk about some of the specials that you guys are running right now. You know, the economy's down and people are crying a little bit about not having enough money to enjoy their favorite pastime. But I know you guys have stepped up at the Ministry of Tourism to offer some special deals to make it a little less painful to get out there to the Bahamas and experience some of the best diving the world has to offer, right?
Yes, we're now offering a $200 rebate for anybody booking a package between now and the end of next month. If you go to the Outer Islands or Grand Bahama, you get it once you book in on our
website.
And you book online, and then it automatically takes off the $200 right off your package.
So you go to Bahamas.com, you start there, and then you'll see information about how to save $200 on your next trip.
And when you book online through travel, we have a program with Travelocity, so once you book online and you got all your package set up, And you hit, when you finally hit your thing, it takes off the $200 off it, so you get that automatic rebate. If you go to Nassau, you get it, they'll send it to you in a couple of weeks.
Got it. So there's a couple different ways to get it, but if you go to the website, Bahamas.com, you can find all the information there.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's going on for about a month or so.
Right. And you see the lovely ads that we've been running starting at the Super Bowl about the $200 rebate. So it's an excellent program, and now diving is being brought into it, which makes it more exciting for us.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's for people who just want to go to the Bahamas,
right.
Period. But, you know, if you're a diver in the know, or if you've listened to Scuba Radio at all over the last 12 years, you know that that's one of my favorite places to go, because not only is the diving just magnificent, it's extremely diverse. You can go to a place like Nassau or Grand Bahama and have really great diving and nightlife like you wouldn't believe. It's a small city in the middle of the Caribbean. It's really cool. And then you can go to these places that are truly off the beaten path, that are laid back, and it's the true Caribbean experience, right?
Yes, that's correct. You know, like you go to Exuma, Eleuthera, those type of islands. Like you go right now into Eleuthera, we have Cape Eleuthera down in the bottom part of what we call Powell Point. It's a self-contained resort down there. Once you're down there, it's tranquil. I mean, the diving is close. Excellent diving. Excellent ecotourism adventures. So, you know, there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've been there once. I was there for like 45 hours, and that was it. It was not even that. Not even 2 days. I was so bummed I couldn't stay longer. But that place is truly spectacular in that it's... it has all the amenities of like a 4-star resort. I mean, the accommodations are second to none. They have their own like little Starbucks coffee place on the property, and you are literally in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's like there's nothing else around it, and so you have all these cool amenities, and then you have these sunsets, and the diving, and the fishing, and the boating are just literally world class. It's second to none. Is that the kind of place that you go on your vacation?
That's the kind of place I want to go to, but never get a chance to go because I'm always working.
You're always working, talking about the Bahamas, and you never get to experience your homeland as much as you should. Is that the deal?
That's correct.
It's just not right. We got to do something about that, Richard.
Yeah,
we have to plan a Scuba Radio trip where you can come with us. It's always, you know, Neil is always joining the party. He's sucking me. Maybe we got to get you involved in this, don't you think?
We got to get one. Like maybe I'll come down and join you, then you'll go on the Legends if we could get it together.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're working on being at the Legends of Diving. That's going to happen on Grand Bahama Island. And by the way, explain something to me there. Grand Bahama and Freeport. What's the difference?
Freeport.
Yeah, no, you Freeport get this question
the
all the time,
Grand
isn't
Bahama.
It? Freeport is city. Grand Bahama.
They're like the city of on the island of Grand Bahama.
Okay, so it's the city of Freeport on Grand Bahama Island.
Yeah, on Grand Bahama Island.
You learn something every day, or I just expose myself as being a total idiot, which wouldn't be the first time.
It's called Freeport, Grand Bahama.
Okay, so, Freeport, Grand Bahama. Because everybody, that's what they say. Oh, yeah, it's in Freeport. You mean Grand Bahama? No, it's in Freeport. I'm always confused. But there you go. All right, now I understand. But, yeah, there's an event happening. I think it's April 4th and 5th there on Freeport, Grand Bahama. You take your pick. And they're bringing in a bunch of legendary divers or pioneers in diving. Neil will be there, Neil Watson, as well as people who started UNESCO or
UNESCO is bringing in legends of diving down here to honor them and then have them make a real good, great weekend of, like five-day event. So people could come down, see the legends of diving, honor them, and get an opportunity to dive and be around them and have a good time.
Yeah, it'd be a great, you talk about sharing fish tales with stores, with friends. You can only imagine the kind of adventures these people have had, and that's what we're going to try to do is go there and talk to some of them. One of the ladies, I think Dottie West, she's like the first certified dive instructor in the world or something. She's going to be there. That's coming up in April, and we will hopefully be there from the bottom. Bahamas. All right, more coming up from Chicago. Stay close.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Chicago at Our World Underwater. And I've just moved over to the Great White Adventures booth. Our buddy Lawrence Groth is there. Lawrence, how you doing, man? Long time no see.
Hey, Greg. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Now, you're here in Chicago at the show telling everybody about your latest Great White Adventures there off the coast of California or Guadalupe or both.
All of them. You know, we love Chicago. It's always a really good show for us. A bunch of good people come out here in the cold and see us. It's awesome. But, yeah, we got it all going on this year. Got a big season coming up for Guadalupe and the Farallones, and the White Sharks are going to be there. We're going to take people out to see them. It's going to be fantastic.
Now, we're in downtime for you and your shark diving season. Where did you just come off the boat from?
Just wrapped up our tiger shark season in the Bahamas on the Shearwater. It was an incredible season. You know, tiger sharks every day, but I still have my great hammerhead. It remains elusive to me.
Really? You haven't seen the great hammerhead yet? So I actually have one up on you, the shark man?
Imagine that. But
I can't believe that.
It's always, dude, you should have been here yesterday. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like Jimmy Buffett playing at the in Margaritaville last night. That's how it is with you, huh?
I guess I'm going to have to go to Tahiti to get my great hammerhead.
Is that where it is? Is that the hot spot for great hammerheads? I mean, I know Jimmy gets them sometimes there off the in the Bahamas, and you just didn't get lucky, I guess, that week.
I don't know. I'm beginning to question Jimmy's integrity. No, just kidding. We love you, Jimmy. No, I'm just unlucky out there in the Bahamas. But Rangiroa. I'm going to get some great hammerheads in Rangiroa and French Polynesia. That's where I'm going next.
Nice. Now, I know you're doing the underwater photography, the video thing. You're still doing that hardcore, I take it. You're showing a nice little video here at in Chicago.
I got to be honest about that. You know, I have a big, giant underwater video camera because I swim with big, giant sharks, and I feel much more comfortable being behind some big camera.
All right, so it's not really you're doing it for the underwater video as much as for protection.
Well, makes me, you know, feel comfortable getting there close to these amazing animals. But, you know, it sells the trips. You know, a picture's worth a million words.
Now, at least 1,000, yes.
Well, video's worth.
A good point, yeah. A video's worth a million. I'll buy that, and especially this video. It's impressive stuff that you would see here at Our World Underwater in Chicago. It's what's the website, Lawrence?
GreatWhiteAdventures.com and SeaSharks.com.
SeaSharks.com. Yeah, you can see some of the videos he shot online as well. All right, look, we have another show to do from Our World Underwater. That'll be next week. And until then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.